Brad and John.
You want to talk some trash?
Okay, so a concert for the Climate Pledge Arena was announced this morning. This is a country guy, right? Eric Church is a country guy?
Yeah, he's all right. The chief.
He is announced for October 30th at the Climate Pledge Arena. And a couple interesting things here. His tour starts in May. I believe it starts in Kentucky. Arena tour. So he's going to be playing arenas as of next month. And it says on his site that the arenas will be sold at 100% capacity. So I take that to mean they're going to sell every seat in the joint for an October show in Seattle at the Climate Pledge Arena. That's how I read that, right? Arenas will be sold at 100% capacity with seating in the round.
That guy's playing the big rooms. It wasn't but like 10 years ago or something. He was playing, you know, like Cindy's Broiler and Stanwood and stuff. And he's worked his way all the way up.
Yeah, so the story here is that if they're selling it at 100% capacity, that
they're expecting everybody to be
packed houses.
Yeah.
These are going to, we're going back to packed houses for, this wouldn't just be concerts then. Presumably the Kraken, when they drop the puck in October, they would be selling every seat at the Climate Pledge Arena. So they wouldn't be spacing things out. We wouldn't be doing pod seating, right?
Like the Mariners.
Like they're doing
yeah.
at the Mariners right now. Unless they change that capacity. But you got to figure that they aren't going to oversell, right? I mean, they aren't going to sell 20,000 tickets and then come around and all of a sudden.
No, they're not going to do that.
And then say, you know, a couple months later, you
know
what?
They must have full confidence that this thing's going to work.
They must.
One of the cool things about seeing Eric Church in concert is the girls will wear shirts that say, "Good girls never miss church," or "Good girls always go to church," or something like that. It's kind of funny.
And then Sammy Hagar has announced concert dates next month in Florida. He's going to do an amphitheater show, Key West Amphitheater. And I don't know what he's doing it with the Circle. I don't know, doesn't say here how many tickets they're selling for that thing, but Sammy will be doing amphitheater shows in Florida in May and in June. Dave Grohl, autobiography coming out in October. Talking about how he left home to see the world at the age of 18. He'll share stories about Nirvana, Foo Fighters, David Bowie, Joan Jett, Iggy Pop, Paul McCartney, playing drums for Tom Petty on Saturday Night Live, performing at the White House, and it says swing dancing with AC/DC.
It's called The Storyteller, I think. His book?
October is when that comes out. And then last night on one of the channels, they had like a wrestling Hall of Fame thing, the WWE Hall of Fame, and they inducted Ozzy Osbourne and the Shat, William Shatner.
Now, Ozzy for the wrestling Hall of Fame.
It says here, Ozzy has made several cameo appearances for the WWE over the years, most notably at WrestleMania 2, where he and Captain Lou Albano managed the British Bulldogs in their WWF Tag Team Championship win over Brutus Beefcake and Greg the Hammer Valentine. So Ozzy was one of the masterminds behind that. Let's listen to Ozzy last night as he accepted his induction into the WWE Hall of Fame. Again, it's the WWE Ozzy.
Hi, it's Ozzy here. Thank you so much, WWE, for this amazing award. I don't deserve it, but thanks anyway. It's all about the fans, really. I mean, our fans keep us alive, man.
Did he say WWE, or did he just give up after the second W?
I think he gave up.
Let's look.
Hi, it's Ozzy here. Thank you so much, WWE, for this amazing award. I don't deserve it.
Something you said WWW or something.
All right, let's see if Shat did any better. How old is Shat? Is he 90?
90.
He's 90 years old. All right, he got inducted into the Hall of Fame for some reason, too, for pro wrestling.
Hello there. I want to thank you for this honor, induction into the WWE
Hall of Fame.
I think he gave up on it too. I think he just gave you a couple of WWs and I'm out of it, man. I'm done.
Hi, it's Ozzy here.
I'm done.
Thank you so much, WWE, for this amazing.
Yeah. Sammy Hagar gonna start playing amphitheaters next month. Concerts are coming back. Brad and John. Classic Rock 92.9 KISM.